Hello, 大家好，我是木木，欢迎大家收听今天的早安英文。
This is Selena.
Selena, 今天我们要聊一个关于单身的话题，但是保证大家绝对不略狗 I promise. Today we're going to talk about single.
About being single? Don't most people not want to be single?
I'm not sure. I'm fine. Actually, I'm fine with being a single. What about you?
Yeah, I enjoy it.
就是我们都很享受这种单身的生活。Today we're going to share some words if you are going to date someone.
Oh, okay, dating people.
Yeah.
Cool.
今天我要和大家分享一下，就是聊一聊什么话题呢？等一下大家就知道了。如果大家想要收看这期节目的笔记，欢迎大家在微信或者是微博搜索关注“早安英文”，回复“笔记”两个字就可以了。另外，我们为大家准备了免费的神秘学习大礼包，请微信搜索关注“早安英文”，回复“福利”两个字就可以看到了。
I do believe that dating is difficult. Do you think so?
I guess so. It requires a lot of work.
Yes. 作为一个并没有什么恋爱经验的我啊，还是要和大家聊一聊，就是当你准备要投身一段 relationship 的时候呢，你需要注意的一些人。So today I'm going to share those words with Zelina.
Awesome, let's get started.
Okay, the first type, layby, L-A-Y-B-Y, 路边停车。它的意思是，中文意思是路边停车啊。它想表达的就是那种，已经和你在谈恋爱了，但是呢，已经谈恋爱的同时啊，已经做好分手的打算了。So layby refers to someone who is in a relationship, but looking to get out, right?
I think so, yeah, that's a new one for the younger people. I've never used it.
这个 Selena 开玩笑说自己已经不再年轻了，可能这是年轻人现在比较喜欢用的一些俚语。
Those being pursued by a layby should be wary as he or she might well have a number of next options lined up.
Yeah, those kind of people can't seem to stay with just one.
Yes.
I think they're being unfair to their partner.
就是指的那种备胎比较多的那种人啦。
The next word is ghosting. G-H-O-S-T-I-N-G. Do you know the deep meaning of this word?
I may know. I've heard it before.
看来这个有听说过啊。Like the slow fade, but far more brutal.就是像幽灵一样啊 fade away 逐渐消失但是比幽灵呢比这个 slow fade 更加的无情是什么一种情况呢就是回短信回得越来越短打电话没有人接并且呢还不愿意规划他们的将来 So slow fade include slower text responses unanswered phone calls and an unwillingness to arrange future plans
So, it's when like an old friend or an old partner disappears and you don't hear from them for a while and you have no idea what happened.
That's right. 这就指的这种伴侣啊就直接就完全消失了他没有给你做任何的解释就彻底和你断了联系。
So, ghosting is a treatment frequently suffered at the hands of online daters who think there's constantly a better option available.Do you believe in cyber love?
Cyber love, you mean like where someone falls in love with someone but has never met them before?
That's right.
I don't really think it's possible, but everyone's different.
That's true. 就是这个 cyber love 指的是什么呢？就是可能很少见面，或者是从来没有见过面，直接单纯啊，在网上聊天就能够 fall in love, 就陷入爱恋的这种就是网恋 cyber love.好下一个、啊、There's another case, zombieing, 僵尸回归 It's an interesting word, do you know that?
Oh yeah,、that's almost worse than ghosting.
Yes.
It's when someone only contacts you once in a while and doesn't reply often.
那就是比这个 ghosting 还要坏的这种人。意思就是呢，这个人他可能要重新走进 ex-lover 的生活当中，就是可能想要回归前啊，会发一些人畜无害的消息。人畜无害叫做 innocuous.
I-N-N-O-C-U-O-U-S text message
指的就是那种啊是没有什么意义的这样一些短信啊或者是用 WeChat 给前任发一个嗨你最近过得怎么样啊等等这样的手段就是 They will send message like Hi, how's it going? Or something similar What do you say?
it's not a nice thing to do. Yeah. It's like you're only important sometimes.
Yes, social media has also opened up a new playing field for zombies, right?
Maybe a little too much. It makes it too easy for them. Mm-hmm. For example, those pokes on Facebook, I hate them.
You hate them. So what does pokes mean in that sentence?
So a poke is like a like, or you want to talk to someone uh-huh. but don't want to write a message, so uh-huh. you poke them.
Okay, I understand. 就是当你啊想走进你前任的生活，你可能会无意之间给对方点个赞啊，无意之间给对方一个评论，吸引对方的注意。这个是我们都不太喜欢的一种方式。 We don't like this way, right?
No.
Yes, definitely not. 节目听不过瘾，马上升级我们的会员，有超过600节从零基础开始的分级系统课程，一年内直播课无限量供应，包含发音、美剧、写作、阅读、学习方法，让你和老外无障碍交流。原价999元，限时特惠，一年只需629元。了解以及购买课程，请微信搜索关注“早安英文”，回复“会员”两个字就可以了。今天还是学了一些新词啊，虽然都不是什么好词 ，But I still wish Jack shall have Jill. Do you know that sentence?
Yeah, I do.
Yes, 就是愿有情人终成眷属 ，May all of us unite in marriage.
And hope you don't have to use these words often.
Never. 哦，这期节目就到这里了。This is Mumu.
This is Alina.
我们下期见啦，拜拜。
Bye.